my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Revival Time, coming to you from my office right here at my study, Santa Clara, California. Busy time around here. The schools are getting ready to close things down, at least the college is. They're in finals this week and then graduation next week, and we'll just keep moving. Then we move on to kindergarten graduation, then we move to 8th grade graduation, 12th grade graduation, and the summer is on us, and so much to do in so little time. Today, there's a young man whose last name is Treiber. His name is Lawson Jack. I like that name, Jack. Lawson Jack lives in Arizona with his dad, mom, Brother Tim and Rebecca, his mom and dad. And the pastor's dad pastors Hillview Baptist Church in Surprise, Arizona. Well, Lawson is 12 years old today. Oh, I tell you what. We love our 14 grandkids. And Lawson, we love you, big buddy. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I hope it's a good day for you. Here's a song by the quartet, I'm Winging My Way Back Home. There's an old song. Let's listen as they sing for us.
Down deep in my soul.
Down deep in my soul.
A melody.
That's what they needed right there. Oh, Jack Treiber, join the quartet. Oh, I'm winging my way back. Watch, here he goes. Oh, that's the note they needed. Ha, ha, ha. Sign me up, boys. I'm no good, but I can smile and have a good time. Sorry, folks. You know, I'm so loud. And does this level me out a little bit, Brother Ethan? Level me out. I'm just, I do that. I'm having a good time. Then I feel ashamed I did that. Sorry, listeners. Don't turn it off. Don't say the guy's a nut. We already know that. But I'm screwed on to the right bolt. Praise the Lord for that. Well, today we're in Luke 16. I've always loved this passage. Give an account of thy stewardship. And then we found yesterday that this this steward, one who manages the property, the valuables, the possessions of another, we recognize that he wasted the goods that were placed in his hand to care for them. They weren't his. He wasted them. Pardon me. Pardon me. And so we pick it up today in verse number 2. And we'll take a look at this verse. Just one more soul were to walk down the aisle. You know, I was preaching years ago on this text, 30 years ago probably, Brother Andy Harrell, who pastors in Murray, Kentucky now. We worked together for almost 20 years. And I turned around and gave him a dollar bill and said, "Now, Brother Andy, Brother Harrell, I'm going to give you this dollar. Will you be willing to be a steward for the next year? Take care of this." I forgot to ever ask him a question. He took that $1. He said, a year later, I was preaching. I said, "I remember that. I remember I said, hey," I never gave him any heads up. I said, how's my dollar doing? You doing good, well with it?" He said, "No, sir. I don't have it really anymore." I said, "What'd you do?" And he gave him a $100 bill. He goes, I was able to make $100 out of your $1. That's a good steward. Good. That was such a good illustration. Well, here's the last song, Just One More Soul. North Valley Baptist Church sings for us in the great auditorium. You know, that began a program that every year I'd give out 100 $1 bills. And then they'd give an account of thy stewardship. That was a wonderful campaign. The Bible says in verse 2, Luke 16:2, and he called him. Who? Well, the rich man called his steward and said unto him, "How is it that I hear this of thee?" You know what a narcissist steward would say? "Well, what are you doing? Listening to gossip?" Whatever. You always blame the next guy for all your problems. Well, you didn't do this right. Well, you didn't give me time. Well, you didn't. And do not blame someone else for your mismanagement of. Don't blame someone else on your sin. "Man, my dad never told me he loved me." That's not your dad's fault because of your sin. Stop. "Well, in the church, I grew up in a Christian home and I went to Christian school." deal. And you know what? They weren't fair to me. They gave me demerits. For what? Well, I didn't do my homework, and I don't like them anymore. Would you please stop blaming the Christian school? Would you stop blaming fundamentalism? Would you stop blaming the Baptist church? Would you stop blaming? Why don't you take some ownership? I'm having a good time on this one. And the Bible says, he called him and said, how is it I hear this? Well, how'd you hear that? Who told you? Doesn't matter who told you. You're my steward. And you've got my money. You got my possession. You got what's valuable to me. I gave it to you, and I heard that you've wasted it. Now give an account. And he said, give an account of thy stewardship. There's my thought today. Give an account of thy stewardship. That was our campaign for 25 years. Give an account of thy stewardship. And you know that one day we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive those things in the body. Now, we are not going to stand before God for our salvation and for our sins and all that. Those sins, what sins are you talking about? But you know, can I tell you something? We will give an account of our works. And the Bible tells me in the book of Corinthians that it's going to be wood, hay, or stubble. Those things burn up. Or it's going to be silver, gold, and precious stone. And when I stand before God to receive those things done in the body, there are five crowns that can be won in the Bible. And one crown is for those of you that suffer in the book of James. You just suffer and you do it like a godly Christian. You're not blame. You're not talking about, man, I have all these health problems. I tell you, you know what? Don't tell people about all your health problems. Just don't tell everybody about your health problems. That's not where you want your life to revolve around. But I can tell you this, I'm having loneliness problems. You know, I hear this, all my kids raised up and they moved away. You leave father and mother? Well, I know, but I miss them so bad. And you know, I'm the only one in the world suffering. Well, my children aren't here. My grandkids don't have grandkids here. I know. We have 10 grandkids away, and I'll tell you what, I look at their pictures every day. I look at my office things they've given me, and I pray for them every day. We miss our grandkids, but mama and daddy, the two that are away from us are two pastors and their wives. You know, they're doing what they feel God wants them to do. My wife said, when we had kids at home, I'd rather have my kids find the will of God and live halfway around the globe than to live right next door outside of the will of God. I'm glad our kids are serving God. Yes, we miss them. But don't make everything about you. Give an account. Apparently you didn't give those kids to God. You gave them to yourself. Did you give your voice to God? Did you give an account? Are you not singing in the choir and you have a voice? Shame on you. You have the ability to make money. God gave you that gift and you just going to hoard it for yourself and your church has needs. Shame on you. My wife has taught me this so much. She finds anybody with a need. If she can meet it, she's going to meet it. So, well, you guys are rich. You folks are rich. No, we give it away. And God somehow gives it back. Father, help us be good stewards and give an account of our stewardship this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.